Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. The title I've given to this brief discourse is Believers the Temple. Not very grammatical, perhaps, but I think it conveys what I want to say. Indeed, what I think this verse says. 1 Peter 2, verse 5, Believers the Temple. Peter is dealing with the progressive sanctification of believers. And the key, the core of that, the heart of that, is Christ himself. Christ the stone, Christ the stone, the only living stone. And believers come to him. And now he takes this thought on, Peter takes this thought on, 1 Peter 2, verse 4. You've come to him, the living stone. He's been rejected by men, but chosen by God, and so on. But now you coming to him, you believe, you trust, you look to him, you're relying upon him. You also, something is happening to you. It's not just individual salvation that you come to him for. Oh, yes. The blood of Christ has washed you from your sins. The righteousness of Christ has clothed you. Now, there's two pictures, blood to wash, the robe of righteousness. And you're building on this stone. There's a third picture. And Peter takes up this stone picture. You're building on him, but don't you realize you are building on him in the sense that you are individual stones yourself. You're saved, or you're living, you're regenerate, you have the Spirit of God, and you're being built together with him, upon him, he being the chief cornerstone. You also, like living stones, are being built on this rock, on this solid ground, into a spiritual house. In other words, a temple. I believe Peter is writing to believers who were Jews before they were converted. And the illustration is clear to me that it's the tabernacle, it's the temple, in fact. And it's the ecclesia today in the New Covenant, in our terms, in the days of the New Covenant. But Peter goes back to the Old Covenant, the stone and the temple and so on, and the priesthood. He's using these shadows from the Old Covenant, Colossians 2:17, these shadows are given away, given way to the reality and substance, Hebrews 7, Hebrews 8, and so on. Christ is the substance. He is the rock. He is the stone. And building his people together, they form a temple. And they're not only the building of the temple, there is no sacred building today. There is no priesthood today. There's a real spiritual priesthood of all believers. And this is what he's speaking about, a holy priesthood. And this is not just a priesthood in name. It's there to offer spiritual sacrifices to minister to God and to spiritually minister to each other. Now, this is not talking about ministers. This is not talking about elders. This is not talking about pastors, whatever word you want. No, this is talking about saints, believers. The newest, weakest believer is a part of this living body, this temple, this sacrificing priesthood, and so on. It's all spiritual. None of it's material. All of it is for God. All of it is in Christ. And it's the new covenant picture. And it's the new covenant truth. It's a mutual priesthood. We're not there to observe some one man doing the job, a one-man band. It's an actual mutual living thing. It's not a performance. Of course, Christendom is observing a performance. Christendom has its sacred buildings, whatever they call them. Christendom has its priesthood. It's have all the paraphernalia of the Old Covenant. That's what Christendom is. It's the New Covenant that has Christ and the spirituality of the temple and all the rest. Now, this is how Joseph Irons put it. See my soul, a structure rising from the wreck of Adam's race. Midst 10,000 foes despising, 'tis the work of sovereign grace. Blessed temple, here Jehovah shows his face. By eternal love contrived, built with precious polished stones, all its glory is derived from the blood which there atones. In this temple God himself our worship owns. Here's the ark, the priest and altar, incense, bread, and holy fire, sacrifice for each devout, all that God in heaven require, sacred temple, God and man thy walls admire. It's all there. Sabbath, altar, priesthood, sacrifices, whatever. Oh, my soul, here's the question. Art thou united to the temple of the Lord? Then he is in thee delighted, and thou shalt his love record. In his temple be his holy name adored. And unbelieving friend, you're not in the temple. You're not part of this. Oh, turn to Jesus, and you too will become a living stone and participate in this glorious, everlasting temple of God. All to the praise of God. May it be so. Amen.